It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Is your skin looking stressed and worn out? Well, David is going to share some great DIY recipes with us, right, David? Because trust me, I could use some help. I don't know what's going on with my skin lately.
I was going to say DIY. You don't have to spell. We're all adults. We've got some fun do-it-yourself beauty tips today, because often you and I speak about all these harmful chemicals people put into their bodies and ways to read ingredient statements and know what to avoid. But one of the fun ways to do it is make the product yourself. And so just like we have fun sometimes cooking a dinner or a special meal, you can make products that will help beautify your skin and just make it simple. And it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to talk about a few of the recipes that are just simple we can do using ingredients naturally found in our kitchen. And one of my favorite is how to de-stress is a detoxifying body mask. Now, this one's fun because it contains lavender as one of the essential oils. So you ever do anything with lavender?
I do like the smell of lavender. I haven't really done much with it, but I want to. So that's why I'm very excited.
You know, I've created so many products, as you know, and often when we use a night cream or other things people will use on their face in the evening, we often use lavender to create the aroma, because lavender is often found to lower blood pressure and help with hypertension, and really it helps soothe so you can go to sleep. So think about that in your night cream. It's just a very soothing aroma, so you probably should have it around the house, maybe put it in little burners for making the house smell nice at night. But now let's talk about how to put it into a mask. Often you may have a little bit of a bentonite powder clay. If not, you can get it at the drugstore or any health food store. But we're going to take a bowl, I'm going to say, with a big heap of it, and then add to it just a couple of essential oils, like a fair amount of the lavender, as we just mentioned. I usually use, I'm going to say, about a dozen, maybe 15 drops. A small couple drops of chamomile, and then a hint of just a drop of tea tree. Now, tea tree is going to help as an antibacterial agent. It's a little of aggressive smell, so combined with the chamomile to soften it and the lavender, you've got a nice aroma there. And then what we do is I'm going to use a little bit of buttermilk and yogurt, and we're going to combine all this. So what we want to do is in a bowl, take that. So we're going to take a little bit of powder, the bentonite powder clay. I'm going to add some sea salts to it because we're going to make this a fun scrub. Now, I don't know if you use what kind of salt, sea salt, table salt, but from the Dead Sea, it's filled with all kinds of nutrients and minerals. So I prefer in naughty products using the Dead Sea salts whenever we can. If not, sea salt would be my second. What do you use?
Oh, I love scrubs. I love the Dead Sea. I've actually been to the Dead Sea, and it is incredible. And I have a picture where I had a swimsuit on, but I put that mud everywhere, and it... We looked like mud creatures, but boy, my skin felt so good afterwards.
Well, we'll post this recipe because it adds a little bit to it. But what you can do is take a little bit of hot water, just heat it up a little bit, put this Dead Sea salts in it. It's going to dissolve in and release the minerals. Then I add to it a little bit of buttermilk, a little bit of yogurt, and the essential oils. What we've created now is a probiotic that's going to help nourish the skin. And then I add in the bentonite clay, and I just whip it all up. And what I've created is a body mask that you can massage all over your body, allow it to sit 10 or 15 minutes. It'll detoxify and pull out all the toxins, and then just rinse it off in the tub. It allows you to detoxify your body. It allows you to de-stress while you relax and do it, and you're going to have fun making it. So it's just a simple recipe that we'll post up on the website that I think is a lot of fun. Now, you mentioned scrubs. How often do you exfoliate?
I use a scrub about once a week, and it's got very fine almond, I think, not kernels of almonds, but the shell. And it really works great. My skin feels so good. Should I be doing it more than once a week on my body?
Well, on your body, I would say definitely. I suggest exfoliating, like for your face, many, many times a week with a small grain exfoliator or a chemical exfoliator. And then on the body, I use a large grain exfoliator, like we're going to talk about in a second, 2-3 times a week easily. You're not going to over-exfoliate the skin. You don't need to press hard because you're not scrubbing out a spot in the carpet. What you are trying to do is just help accelerate the cell turnover, which slows down with age. If you've got problem areas like an elbow or heels or feet, you can certainly do it more often or use it a little bit more, but it's a simple, simple thing. And so one of my favorites here is Dead Sea salts, as we just mentioned. If not, a coarse, just regular sea salt. The Greeks and Romans actually used warm sea water as a therapy to help relax. And so that's what we're going to do here, is create the relaxing sensation from the sea salt in a product. I don't want to dissolve them, though, because we're making a scrub. So what we're going to do is just combine, I'm going to say, a large couple cups in a bowl of the sea salt. I'm going to add a little bit of olive oil to it. And I like olive oil because of all the nutrients and the antioxidants. I'm going to put an equal amount of sweet almond oil. I use both in cooking, so most people will have these in their pantry. And then a couple drops of your favorite essential oil. Now, I want to talk about de-stressing a little, so I would go back to the lavenders, but maybe even a spearmint if you like the smell of it. Some people want to do something invigorating, may use peppermint, but to me, I'd go back to the lavender and make it more of a relaxing type thing. And then get in the tub. And while your body is wet, you massage this over the body. What's happening is the oils will coat the salt, so it's going to help allow it to slide along the body. It'll exfoliate the dead skin cells. It'll actually help seal in moisture, help deliver nutrients. And when you then rinse it off, what I would do is massage it all over your body and then rinse it away with just a little bit of a liquid soap and then just rinse it away. You're going to find that your skin is instantly soft. And so you've had fun doing it. You've relaxed while doing it. You got 10 minutes to get into the tub. So you had a little bit of a break away from the family and screaming kids and the dog.
Well, there's an even more fun way to do it if you bring your partner in, if you have a partner. My husband and I like to shower and rub that on each other's backs. And anyway, well, that's what we do.
I was going to say, this is a family show.
That's what I said, on our backs. Seriously, though, it's romantic. It's relaxing. It's a great thing to do.
It is, and when you can involve somebody you care about, it's just so much more, it's just nicer. You get to spend time together, and so even making the products in the kitchen together. This is not just for women. I will tell you, I've had a lot of moms even write to me and say, you know what, I've had the best time doing making a product with my daughter. It gave us great parent-child, you know, you and your daughter could do some things. Gives you time together, gives her a chance to explain about beauty, taking care of your skin. You get to explain the natural ingredients, and it's just a great bonding experience.
Yeah, now talk to us about that Dead Sea salt. Where do we find that, David?
At the Dead Sea? No.
Get on a plane, people.
Get on a plane. Dead Sea. Weren't you listening? No. You know, you can find it in a lot of stores. You can go to the mall and there's kiosks. Some of the local health food stores have it, and they'll have the coarse grain. And so the products at the kiosks, to me, they've all kinds of body lotions and everything else, and they've dissolved it or diluted it way down. So all I'm really looking for is the benefit of the sea salt itself, or the Dead Sea mud is another great one.
Now, do you recommend the sea salt for your face as well, or is that where an almond shell or walnut shell would be better, like very finely chopped?
No, I don't. If you're going to the face, you and I have talked, I often actually say I prefer sugar over salt. When doing the body, The reason I like the salt is the larger grain. In this sense, we put it around oil, so it's not going to dry out the skin, and I like it because it's going to get rid of the rough skin, like on the heels or the elbows and all over your body, because your body is subjected more than your face, where we moisturize and take care of our skin better. So on the face, I would use a smaller grain. I wouldn't use this unless you ground up the grains and got it smaller. So either sugar in that case. You could do the same recipe with sugar using the oils again, and you could massage it all over your face. I would use white sugar, and then you could add a little bit of brown sugar in there for a little texture. When using the almond exfoliators, as you mentioned, I like those periodically, but if you're going to exfoliate a lot, I would like to get even to a smaller grain like a bamboo or something like that, a crushed bamboo.
Now, what about making your own toner, and is toner essential? I've heard different things on that.
For those with acne, I prefer a toner, because then I can incorporate either witch hazel. We can incorporate some of the chemical peels that'll help unclog pores. But if you're talking about just regular skincare, I am not a proponent for toners. I think it's a waste of money. A lot of people will dab it on a cotton ball, wipe it all over their skin, and say, look what it removed. But if you cleansed your face properly, you wouldn't need the toner to do it. It's not resetting your pH. Your pH should be balanced by the product and you rinsing it well. If your product is disrupting the pH, then you shouldn't be using it all, which is a conversation you and I have had before and we'll have time and time again. Your skin pH is critical. It is critical to having healthy, younger looking skin. I got to tell you, I have a bunch more recipes. We're going to keep posting them on the website. So I appreciate everybody listening in. This is beauty expert David Pollack with Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Have fun and stay healthy.